Delaware is a small state. When you live here, there's always somebody who knows your friends, knows your family, and there's always someone that you know that personally knows someone within the Biden family. Many people will even tell you that they know Joe Biden, whether it's your church leaders, people that serve on the state police, people that serve in fire departments or doctors. There are many, many people that seem to know the Joe Biden family extremely well. When there's news to share, whispers down the lane, the gossip goes strong. The story I'm going to share today is one that I've been sitting on because it's just gossip, and I'm going to put that at the top of the show. I can't get anybody to go on record. That stated, the same story's been told to me multiple times by different people through different industries repeatedly now for the past 2 years, and it's getting worse. So, now's the time to tell the story. Sit back, grab yourself a cup of coffee or whatever it is that you're into. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network.
America Emboldened.
Greg, I feel emboldened.
You don't know the founding fathers. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they sacrificed. We have lost touch with the principles in the Constitution. Nobody's read the Declaration of Independence. You are voting for socialism, and you got what you voted for.
Welcome, Bold Americans, to another episode of America Emboldened. I am your host, Greg Bolden. You can find me on Twitter at RealGregBolden or on my website, AmericaEmboldened.com. It's good to be here on the America Out Loud Network. As always, you can go to AmericaOutLoud.com and you can listen to and find hundreds of articles per week from some very talented individuals here on the network with me. Today, I have a story to share. The story that I have is one that I'm sharing it right before the presidential address tonight, because I think that it's important for us to have context, to watch things, and to have a capable eye to see what we can find out about what's going on with our President Joe Biden. As you may know, I live in Delaware. Now, Delaware is Joe Biden's home state. It's a small state. It's almost like playing 6 degrees. Is it 6 degrees or 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, where there's always somebody that can connect back, right? There's always somebody that can say, hey, I know the family. And because this is such a small state, when people start talking about what they're witnessing, what they're seeing, the stories oftentimes start melding together. But when people that are from completely different walks of life, different areas that shouldn't have the same type of information, but they all have pieces of a story that when it is put together like a puzzle, it all fits. Then I start to go, hey, you know what? I think there's something here. And so I want to share with you what's been coming across my ears for at least the last year and a half, 2 years. So let's start from the very beginning. Now, I've done a show way back when about whether or not Joe Biden was showing the signs of dementia. And the reason I did that show is because I had heard some of these stories before here in the state. I just didn't have enough really to go off of. But I have some concrete stories to share with listeners today that if anybody has one iota of integrity in D.C., and this story makes it to them, and this is true, there will be no choice but by the end of this show for people to come to the conclusion that we must begin invoking the 25th Amendment on Joe Biden. That's how serious I am today, folks. I'm not a fan of Kamala Harris. I don't think that anybody is. But the point of the matter is, Joe Biden is no longer able to serve. He doesn't have the mental capacity. So here's what I'm hearing. And I wish that I could tell you exactly the different people that shared this with me, but this is what I'll let you know. These are people that are in the government line of work that are sharing this information. These are individuals that are sometimes from what I understand, are very close to the source of the story. First things first, because I cannot confirm any of these stories, I've tried to confirm and get somebody to say, yeah, I will speak directly on record for that. Nobody has been willing to do so. And as a result, I've skipped this story several times. But then today, somebody said something to me, and I cannot, yesterday, I guess, now I'm recording this today, I can't ignore these words anymore. I've got to share. So let's start from the beginning. Joe Biden used to come home pretty regularly here in Delaware. He would land at the local airport in Newcastle County. They'd shut down everything around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it got to be an absolute disaster to get anywhere in this state, upstate. That all stated, when he came in, the roadway to his home was closed off. They wouldn't allow anybody unless you lived down that street to even use the street to cross over to get access to another spot. They had Secret Service with a tent out front, and that's remained for some time. The police would escort him where he needs to be. They'd have the Secret Service. They would have the different fire departments as well as the EMTs there. Point of the matter here of the story that I want you to take away as I'm starting to tell you this, there are a lot of people that knew the travels of the president outside the Secret Service. And early on, I had these reports that Joe Biden was taking trips for medical appointments. Now, that could be anything, right? I ignored that because everybody has to go to the doctor from time to time. I would assume that somebody with an advanced age like Joe Biden needs to get to the doctor at least for a 6-month physical, blood work, those type of things. I figured that's pretty routine, although the people were insisting it was for something more. And the constant chatter was his mind isn't exactly what it used to be, that he's sharp for a period of the day. He's not sharp for a second period of the day. And people around him knew this. And so they had to really schedule things out, tell him exactly what was going on next and make sure. And again, I don't know, part of me wanted to believe that this was simply, hey, when you're the president of the United States, you got to be a ton of different places. I can imagine that that's tough to keep track of. And I continue to make excuses for the president because, and I still, like I said, I can't confirm this stuff. I'm just sharing the story. And then the story comes to me. And when I heard it, I had heard this through other people, but this person that shared it with me today is trustworthy. And on top of them being trustworthy, it matched several stories that people have said to me. It's like, hey, if you ever want to cover this on the show, here's what I know. And this person doesn't know that I had a show. And I said to them after they shared it with me, I'm like, you do know I have a podcast, right? And I talk about this type of stuff. And the person's like, oh. And so they got really nervous because I told them, I'm like, look, I've heard this story a number of times. It's time for my listeners to hear it too. So now that I've set that up, we're going to get straight into it. Here's what I want the people at the White House that are working with Joe Biden to either confirm or deny. Let's just spell it out. Is it true that the president of the United States is almost incapable daily of continuing to do work after 3 p.m.? And on days that you need him to do work after 3 p.m., there is a modified schedule for him that he is unable to do work for the entire day. That is the first thing that I'd like them to answer. But that's not the most shocking thing that I'd like them to answer. I had to verify this part of the story because I was unfamiliar with how the White House is set up. I know there's the Oval Office. I know there's the West Wing. But I was unsure if there was a map of where the Oval Office was located and what was nearby. Because what was shared with me today was just a really bizarre thing. They said that whenever the president gets up to leave the Oval Office, he continues to walk left through the door and go either into the bathroom or into the study, and they have to redirect the president back out to the right to get somewhere. Now, again, this is a rumor. This is a rumor, but it's enough that I've heard it so many times, and this was a very specific detail that when I went, I was like, oh my God, if you're in the Oval Office and you go this way, when I looked it up on the plans, they are correct. You would not be able to go a different direction. You'd have to go off to the right in order to get out. There's a tiny bathroom there, and there is a study. This is something I did not know until today. I was today years old until I looked this up, and I was like, oh, wow. I actually see what the Oval Office looks like in the plot plan. But that's not what's important here. What's important is if you work in the White House, if you work in the White House and this is happening, our president's getting up from the desk and continually turning to the left and going into the bathroom by accident or into the study by accident, thinking that he is leaving the office, you have a duty to speak up at this point. I've been told this story with very good source, with a very good source. I believe this person is not making anything up. And the fact that the people that are around the president when he comes to Delaware that had been moving him around, which, by the way, that has stopped, that concerns me even more. The flying in and the in the broad daylight and moving him around with police and to appointments, I've heard that that has kind of slowed down. And so now I'm sure that he's getting more private transportation, less publicly in the limelight. And that's fine, well and good. You know, I'm not trying to say that he doesn't have the right to do so. But are they hiding something from us? Bold Americans, I am telling you right now, everything that I'm hearing in Delaware is we have a president that is slipping with mental capacity from when he was first sworn into office. Now, this is a president that still has 2 years left on his term. My father has dementia. I know what it looks like. Listening to these stories, seeing the things that I've seen on television, even watching his demeanor and mannerisms the other day when he talked about, well, I told them to shoot down that balloon. I could see my father with absolute conviction in saying those words and understanding that, yeah, he probably did. But it was the demeanor of how it came out that I can recognize something that's very familiar for my own family, just what I'm seeing. So what should we do about this, everybody? If we're hearing stories now that for the past 2 years, our president had been receiving treatment going somewhere. Don't know what that means. If now I'm getting reports that the president doesn't know his way around the Oval Office, a small office, and continues to go into the wrong room, that's a problem. So let's talk about the 25th Amendment. We're going to cover that right on the other side of the show. Everyone will be right back in just a few moments. I got to tell you a quick story about Cofix RX. My wife has been using Cofix RX regularly. She stopped using it for several days. And on those several days that she stopped using it, on the third day, she got sick. She believes that Cofix RX was doing great work for her in using this product each day. She was staying healthy, going into large crowds and everything else, stopped using it because she had to travel and she forgot it and she got sick. The povidone iodine, I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough about this. I've seen the studies directly from the team at Cofix RX. Highly recommend you pick that up. You can go to AmericaOutloud.com and you can see the Cofix RX links directly on there. But even better, if you'd like to order some Cofix RX, they have a code that you can use. It's very simple. You can go to cofixrx.com/outloud and they'll give you 20% off your order. We'll be right back after the break, everyone. You're listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network.
Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. AmericaOutloud.com. 7 amazing years. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty. America Out Loud Talk Radio. liberty, and justice for all.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Welcome back, Bold American. Second half of the show. Getting started right now. We were just talking about how in the stories within the state of Delaware, people are talking about whether or not Joe Biden is fit to serve. They're asking the question, is the president able to work a full day as president, or do they have to shut him down? And when I say they, his team shuts him down to keep his mental capacity. These are the stories that are being shared through Delaware. Are they rumors? Yes. Can I get this confirmed? No. Have I spoken to multiple people that tell me the same story? Yes. Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's the first part. But this story that's being shared about Joe Biden's being in a space that should be familiar to him, turning the wrong direction repeatedly, walking into a bathroom when he thinks that he's leaving the room, and then having to turn around to exit. If this is true, we need to look at the 25th Amendment. Now, the 25th Amendment breaks down into a bunch of different categories, but I think it's Section 4 that states that the vice president would become president. There would need to be a vote within Congress that I believe is a two-thirds vote. This is where my good friend Paul Engel would be the best person to explain this to everybody. He is the constitutional scholar. But this basically states that should the president be unable to fulfill the duties of office, so I'm asking, can somebody fulfill the duties of office that doesn't know what room they're walking into? Can somebody fulfill the duties of office that I'm being told at 3 o'clock he's done, unless they adapt the schedule because they know he needs to be on later at night? So during his speech tonight, I'm asking people, pay attention. You know, obviously, if this is true, they're going to adjust the schedule today in order to make sure that he can give a good speech, that he doesn't just pause, that he doesn't get lost in things, and they know what works. Now, no one has told me what they believe is going on, whether it's dementia, whether it's early Alzheimer's that's now kind of moving forward. But what I am being told is it's getting worse. I'm being told that where he was at the beginning of his presidency and where he is now is worse off. Again, I'm just protecting myself here. This is gossip. These are rumors. But I'm bringing it to my listening audience and I'm bringing it out to the public because I believe that if there are people that have direct access to the president that know that this is true and they're keeping their mouth shut, shame on you. Unless you think that the country is less safe under Kamala Harris. You know, that might be one of the reasons why. Maybe, you know, Kamala Harris is the ultimate insurance policy for everything. Now, the 25th Amendment, of the Constitution goes back to its ratification in 1967. It started with the assassination of President John Kennedy. The concept was to provide a orderly transfer of power upon a president's death, or if a president resigned, or if a president was incapacitated. Now, there are many times that presidents have been physically incapacitated, where they're going in for surgery, such as President Reagan. After the 1981 assassination attempt, they never invoked the 25th Amendment, but power was signed over to George Bush during one of his surgeries on his colon in 1985. President George W. Bush had a colonoscopy twice, and when he was sedated, same thing. Dick Cheney had power transferred over. Kamala Harris, during a small procedure for Joe Biden, had it signed over. Section 4 of the 25th Amendment has never been used. And this is a really gray area for what is presidential capacity. Does Joe Biden still have enough capacity to get the job done? Even with what I'm sharing, even with what I've heard, is that possible? Yes. Should we know about it so Congress can vote and talk about it? Yes, because that's what Section 4 is about. So I'm going to read this to you so you can understand the voting process. Since I don't have Paul Engel here, the best thing to do is just put the text out there and let's get to hear it. Section 4 states, whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives the written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. Period. So this is the very first part of Section 4, that all that has to happen is for the principal officers of the executive departments to transmit this, a written statement, and Kamala Harris would take over the presidency. After that happens, the president can then disagree about whether or not he has capacity to serve, whether or not he is incapacitated in any way, shape, or form. And so they make their case back. The vice president and the cabinet, or whatever other body Congress may by law provide as stated, then gets 4 days to send Congress their declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties, and they have 48 hours to convene and 21 days to decide whether the president is fit. If 2/3 of both the houses vote to remove him, the vice president is now the acting president. Kamala Harris will be president. If 2/3 do not, then Joe Biden would be back as president again. Now, here's the problem the people have debated. The reason why Article 25, Section 4, has never been used, is it would look like the vice president is trying to unseat and succeed the president. That would be a dangerous thing for Kamala Harris. But what if Congress got a report? What if people were willing to speak up about what they're hearing, what they're seeing? If this is true, what's going on? I believe that people need to know. Especially with the 2024 election coming up. So there was a bill that came out that was called the Oversight Commission on the Presidential Capacity Act. This was in 2017. I believe it was Representative Raskin who put this out. It was April 6, 2017. Yeah, I just wanted to pull it up so that way I could see it. The act was cited as the Oversight Commission on Presidential Capacity Act. There is established a commission in the legislative branch known as this. The commission shall serve as the body provided by law by Congress to carry out Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. So what they did was they realized that the vice president would look like they were trying to overthrow government and take power. So they tried to put in a bill in order to find a better way to define this. And the duty of that commission in Section 3 of this bill was, if directed by Congress pursuant to Section 5, the commission shall carry out a medical examination of the president to determine whether the president is mentally or physically unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office, as described under subsection B. And that is called determination. This part of the bill, the determination under subsection shall be made if the commission finds that the president is temporarily or permanently impaired by physical illness, disability, mental illness, mental deficiency, alcohol, drug use, to the extent that the person lacks sufficient understanding or the capacity to execute the powers and duties of the president. And then they further defined membership in that bill, further defined how much time to be able to respond. They also went into HIPAA law about the privacy of medical. And I want to say that, you know, if the president was deemed incapacitated, there's no need to know for any of us what it is outside of it's time to invoke the 25th Amendment and Kamala Harris would be president. But doesn't that just scare everybody? I mean, really, wasn't this like the perfect insurance policy for Joe Biden? I mean, Kamala Harris has trouble stringing together two sentences. I can't imagine her becoming president. She's one of the fakest people I believe that I've ever listened to. And I don't want to have to listen to that laugh. You know the laugh that I'm talking about. Ugh, that would be horrifying. So what do we do? How do we handle this situation, America? I've given you the information. It's up to you now to make sure that people hear the story about what's going on. It's up to you to make sure that we have a conversation or don't have a conversation. I'll put something up on my Twitter feed with this. I'll ask that is an dementia Joe Biden more reliable than Kamala Harris in office? Is that something that we should take into consideration? Should we just try to get through two more years with whoever's pulling the strings? You know, people have joked about this being Barack Obama's third term in president. You know what? If that's the case, at least it's somebody that has some experience. It's not Kamala Harris. I know people that are listening to my show are going to flip out at me saying that. I'm okay with that. So, yeah, it's time to have an honest conversation, America. We've got to address this. There is a role in place. There's a procedure in place in order to take care of all this. Now, I'm going to end my show today with one other topic that has nothing to do with Joe Biden, but it's something that people are asking me about my take on. It was the Grammys. And in case you didn't see the Grammys, which I did not see the Grammys, I haven't watched award shows in years now. Apparently, Sam Smith, who had the song Unholy, and Kim Petras, I don't know how you say her name, honestly. That shows you kind of how out of touch I am, but I do know what song it is. They came out with fire red outfits, and people are saying that they brought Satanism to the stage. And flipping out, I'm going to be really blunt with my listening audience right now. Evil is all around us. That stated, if you're shocked by musicians and you're shocked by the Grammys here in 2023, where were you the past 30, 40 years? Where were you when Madonna came dressed up with Like a Virgin? Where were you back when Lady Gaga was wearing meat suits? This has been going on for as long as music has been popular. To simply get outraged for what Sam Smith is doing, which is, I believe, very tongue-in-cheek, making sure that he's talked about, guess what? It worked. You're all talking about them. I am now talking about him, right? I don't want to be talking about him, but I'm saying this because I'm trying to get us to stop giving more 15 minutes of fame to things that don't deserve 15 minutes of fame. It's an act. That's exactly what this is. It's an act to get you. I'll tell you what is not an act. I'll tell you what is intentional in television. And here's where people should have focused. Advertisers get to purchase when they want their ads to air. I had to check to make sure that I did not get completely bamboozled, that this actually happened. But at the end of Sam Smith's performance, looking like Satan, you know, is coming to the stage, what graphic appears before everyone's eyes but Visor? Either Visor is trolling everyone, or this is really like something that's just evil. That's my takeaway from this. It's not about Sam Smith's performance. It's not about how they were dressed. You can choose to turn all of that off, right? That is pop culture going for shock culture, shock rock, pop shock, whatever you want to call it. That's exactly what that is. It's been around as long as music's been around. But Visor sponsoring the act, they get to choose what they want to put their name over top of. When they sign that check over to the Grammys and whoever had the rights to it, was it ABC that had the rights to the Grammys last night? I don't even know who had the rights to the Grammys the other night, but I believe it was ABC. Let me check. Grammys 2023. Let me type in ABC, see if that's where it was. I don't know. It doesn't even pop up when I did that, but okay, I think it was ABC. So the Disney Network, right? The Disney Network are bringing us from Visor something that is just evil. Now, why do I think that this is evil? Visor, if you take away the vaccines, all right, take that away. They are one of, we know, the most corrupt pharmaceutical companies out of all of them. Look up the lawsuits. Look up the hundreds of millions of dollars that Visor has been forced to pay out in lawsuits. It's not even funny. I go back to 2009 with Visor Pharmaceuticals. $2.3 billion. We're beyond hundreds of millions. We're hundreds of millions 10 times over. Okay, we're starting to get up there when you take all of their lawsuits in. And they're sponsoring an act that's showing Satanism, showing evil. It's not about the shock rock. It's about the product that you consumed, now tying themselves purposefully to a song called Unholy, tying themselves purposefully to evil. And so that's my only statement on that. Pay attention to what you consume, ladies and gentlemen, and pay attention to how they are manipulating and advertising to you. That is the story. That's my take on it. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I honored your time well. You're going to have to share this one with people. They need to hear the story about Biden not knowing which direction he's going in the Oval Office, going the wrong. We'll watch the State of the Union tonight. We'll see if he has any issues. And I'll report back on tomorrow's episode about what I hear and my take on whether or not it was an honest State of the Union. Everyone, you've been listening to America Emboldened with Greg Bolden on the America Out Loud Network. Be bold, America.